After today's Dose of Tech, stay tuned for an incredible call for my weekend show, The Kim Komando Show. And this is a conversation you're not going to want to miss. You're a catch. So why are you spending hours and hours swiping left and right without any luck at all? The problem isn't you. It's what you have on your dating profile. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by Total AV. Get 85% off industry-leading security for all your devices at protectwithkim.com. Let's start by looking at your profile pic. That mirror selfie in the bathroom just isn't cutting it. Dating experts find that high-quality, professional photos increase your matches by a lot. You want a few headshots and action shots. And be sure to smile. A cheerful grin makes people want to swipe right even more. 2, write a great bio. Share a bit about who you are, your character, and your interests. Keep it to just a few sentences. Pro tip, if you love to travel, mention it. Travel is the most common recurring interest on dating profiles. 3, go online at the right time. According to Bumble, the best time for the most action on dating apps is after work, between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. Sign up for my free newsletter at getkim.com. Here's an outstanding call for my weekend show. You're going to love it. Of course, my weekend show is called The Kim Komando Show. I know, some things in tech really make sense. Tony in Virginia Beach. Hello there, Tony.
Hi, Kim. Thank you so much for selecting my question. I am totally humbled. This is my first time, and however, I have visited your site over the years for nuggets that would help me either on my PC or on my phone, my wife's and I's phones. But the reason, my question that I have for you is that my daughter had asked me if I knew of any software out there that she can be able to track her son's, her mid-teenage sons, because he has been a little bit misleading as to where he has been. And this recent one was that I guess it was the last straw, was that he said he was with his friends when in fact he was with a girlfriend.
Oh, okay. That's typical teenager stuff, right? I mean, does he drive yet?
He has his permit, but not a license yet. He just got his permit about a month ago.
So he's about 4 months, 5 months from getting his license?
He could be. Yeah, okay. He turns 16 in the end of August.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's soon. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, here's the deal with teenagers and tracking. Okay. And I'm going to tell you about an app. And when I was talking to my son about this app, he's like, oh, God, every teenager hates that app, which means tells you that it's a good app, right? I mean, it must work if they don't like it.
I would say so.
Okay. And, you know, think about this, Tony. Imagine if there was a tracker on your butt when you were 16, right? Yeah.
Many moons ago.
Many, many moons ago. And I often think, I'm like, wow, I'm so glad that there was no social media when I was in college. You know, that was like.
My father was a New York detective, so I had a number of people tracking me.
Oh, I'm sure. And he knew what you were doing before you even thought about doing it either. I mean, that
was
it.
Absolutely.
All right. So, you know, anytime you can put a tracker on a phone, but I'll just tell you right up front that kids really know how to disable it and they know how to get in there and change things. I mean, you know, whether
he's a concern.
Yeah. When he has Android or iPhone, you know, the deal is that you can use Find My Phone and he can leave his phone. I mean, there are ways that you can ping the phone and. But there's one app in particular that if I was trying to track my 16-year-old son, and I would tell him that I'm tracking him, by the way, number one. And this is just the way that it is, because until, you know, now Ian's over 18, but at this time I would tell him, you know what, when you're 18 and you pay your own bills, you can do whatever you want. Okay. But until then, it's my job to turn you into a self-sustaining adult, responsible adult. And that means I'm going to give you a phone, but that means I'm paying for it. That means it's my property. It's not yours. Okay. And it was as simple as having those conversations multiple times that he just resigned the fact that I was tracking him and I knew where he was. And if he was at a friend's house and he said he was supposed to be at school, that there'd be repercussions with that. The app that I'm thinking about for you is it's an app called Life 360. And your daughter can install it on his phone. He won't be able to manipulate it, and she'll know if he does. But she can set up boundaries. And so if he goes outside of a particular boundary, she knows, like, where he is. She can check in. She can get alerts, status alerts. If he moves locations, she can get a notification. I mean, it's really, truly like putting a tracker on the kid's butt and then her getting a notification every single time. I mean, it does other things. And it does other things as far as keeping the family connected and with lists. But as far as a bona fide tracker, that's the one that I would use if it were my son.
Understood.
And it's called the Life 360. There's mm-hmm. also a couple of buttons there that you can actually sell it to the kid on that says, hey, listen, you know, if you ever have any trouble, there's a safety alert in here. There's a notification. You can let me know. If you get into a car accident, it will notify me automatically or whatever it may be. So there are some other benefits for that are aside from just tracking. It's really set up as a multi-generational. So, like, you could be on it too, Tony. And so your daughter would know if you were there, if you needed help, you could hit a button and then your daughter would be notified. So it may be something that your whole family actually wants to take a look at. It's Life 360. They used to be a sponsor. They're not anymore, but they're still really, really a great product. Again, it's Life 360. Hey, thanks for listening. Now, if you have a tech hiccup that you want me to solve, your path is clear. Head over to commando.com and click that email Kim link. I go through every single note. I read every single one, I promise. Now, don't be the last to know. Get the tech edge that you need in today's life. Get my free daily newsletter over at getkim.com. That's getkim.com.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.